I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
I'm pretty sure I already talked about this, but I have no idea, I'm gonna be honest. So anyway, today's my last day living with family, and then tomorrow I'm moving into my place, my own place for the third time, but much better off. And that's kind of the whole topic of this one. So I've a big reason why I wanted my own place to begin with, not necessarily in Arizona, but just my own place, was so that I could turn my little place into a little studio, have my own, like, I wanted a green screen, I wanted to do all sorts of stuff, do video and make a podcast, I wanted to do everything, but I didn't do anything, actually. But that was a huge reason why I wanted my own place, is I wanted to film videos, and I wanted to, I just wanted to do shit, and I felt like I couldn't do that living with people because I'd be in their way, or they would see me and I'd feel insecure. And while I do feel a lot less of that now, I still feel that way to a certain extent. But knowing that I've come a little ways and I've grown, that's really cool. So there's growth. That's exciting. But so I talked about resilience yesterday. I built that up quite a bit. I built my discipline up a shit ton. You know, I don't worry about not keeping my word anymore. Not that I don't worry about keeping my word, but when I say I'm going to do something, I feel a large amount of confidence knowing that I'm going to get that thing done, and that whatever I said I was going to do, I'm going to get it done. Maybe not in the parameters that I said I would do it, but I did get it done. You know, like if I said, "Oh, I'm going to take an ice bath right after work," that was a Lamborghini, dude. Fuck yes. Holy shit, that's so cool, man. I'm not a car guy whatsoever. I couldn't give a fuck about any car except Lambos, McLarens, Ferraris. Matter of fact, I've talked about this. A little sidetrack here. Every car, every truck, to me, is the exact same thing, unless it's a Lambo. Like a Rolls Royce and my Mazda, same thing. A pimped out Porsche, a nice ass, whatever, and a Honda, same thing to me. Like a nice big fat ass truck and a beater, it's the same exact thing to me. I don't know how to explain it. A Lamborghini, dude? So fucking cool. So fucking cool. Anyway, so I talked about resilience and all the traits and qualities that I built up, and I'm just not even the same person that I was when I moved in. And that's so exciting to say. It makes me feel really good knowing that that's true. I can look back and, you know, it's cool. So anyway, all I'm trying to say here is when I moved and got my first place for the first time, I wanted the same things that I want now, but I didn't possess the qualities or the discipline to make any of it happen. And as a result, my voice cracks twice. Jesus. As a result, I didn't do anything, and I kind of just dug myself in a deeper hole by allowing my life to, I guess, dictate how I live, and rather, instead of the opposite, you know. So instead of controlling my life, I let my life control me. And so I didn't really do anything. All I did was work and come home and go to bed and play games. And I wasted, you know, waste is a heavy word, but I really just took 2 years of my life and didn't really use much of it. But those 2 years give me the perspective to know what certain things are like. You know, I can relate to others who might be going through a similar thing. I know what it's like to be in that state of isolation and to feel alone and physically be alone. Because when all you're doing is working FedEx, not even talking to anybody really at all, and going home and not socializing or seeing anybody, you know, it's like, does anybody even know that I'm alive? You know, would anybody know if I'm dead? And I never once had a thought of suicide, just to be clear. But I had those dark thoughts you know. And so anyway, that's not the point of this. All I'm trying to say is I've wanted what I've wanted now previously, but lacked the skills required to execute on what I wanted. But now that I've got the skills, it's so exciting to think of what could come from this, you know, and what will come from this, because there's no way I do another, this is 194, right? So there's no way I do another 7,000 to 101, right? Is that what that is? Episodes and still be making 60 grand a year. Actually, I'm a 75 grand. Cool. No way I'm working three jobs making 75 grand a year in 20 years. There's no way. So something's going to happen. I'm going to, quote unquote, make it. I'm going to level up. And so knowing that I have more skills and more discipline and traits and qualities, whatever, that are needed to level up in life and to reach that next level, and knowing that I'm right at the front door, pun intended, of the next level, of the next chapter of my life, that's so exciting for me. So I've been thinking a lot about that, because this last week I haven't done shit as far as working towards my goals. All I've been doing is packing, figuring out numbers, and making sure that I'm good to go with everything, and that all my goals are still on track financially. So when I can get the first bulk order of supplements, you know, and so there's a whole lot of thought going on, and a lot of not action, you know. And I'm not making excuses, but I haven't done shit. I've just been, you know, I kind of have been lazy, not gonna lie. So slacking in that regard, but moving and getting this situated. So now I'm, you know, 30 minutes away from falling asleep, waking up, and then starting chapter, whatever chapter this is. So, oh man, it's exciting, you know, because I built myself up quite a bit in such a very short amount of time. So I'm like, damn, dude, so if I did that and I had this going on and this going on and this going on, how, I'm going to level up even more and even quicker, you know? Like I even had that spark of inspiration and drive back to want to compete in another bodybuilding show. And that's exciting for me, because that was my first, I guess, dream, you know, as a young adult. So I had that when I was like 18 or 19. I competed in my first show at 19, won the teen show. And this guy slamming on his fucking brakes for no reason. Dude, I hope this guy pops a tire. I hope he's all right. I hope this guy's fine. I hope insurance pays for it. But I hope he pops a fucking tire, dude. Don't fucking do that shit. Anyway, so... damn, bro. No, yeah, so I have that drive that I want to compete again. And literally what goes through my head, no lie, and I don't know. But I want to do it while I'm on 75 hard, while I'm running the business, while I'm doing all sorts of shit, because that's when it's going to be the hardest to do it, you know? And I want the challenge. I want to add that to my little resume, right, of life. Imagine being able to say, oh, I competed in this men's physique show. I got first place while running a business, while running two social media pages, while running two podcasts, while working three jobs, while cooking all my food, while yada, 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 doing all this shit. Dude, fuck yes. That's so sick. And nobody cares about that except me. And so, like, that's no better reason than to be proud of myself. And it's just my little social resume for myself, because I really like accolades. I like achievements. I like knowing that I have a little badge on my shoulder saying that I did this thing and that I'm capable of doing more. You know, that's... I love that shit. Honestly, if I were to join the military, it would just be so I could get all the badges. You know what I mean? No disrespect to anybody who's active duty, but... Or no disrespect to military whatsoever. That's some hard, like, true man shit. You're going to war. You're fighting the country. But what sucks me into that is, like, well, I could get some medals. And it says, it's like Call of Duty, dude. You get certain medals that say you've done certain things, or you've gotten a certain amount of kills in a certain amount of time or whatever. And everybody knows that you did it. That's cool. I love that shit. So, anyway, I'm really looking forward to... What was I saying, dude? Oh, yeah, I want to do all the hard shit all at once. I just want to make it as hard as I can on myself so that when I do accomplish the thing and I do come out on top, even if I get dead last in the competition, I can say and I can have proof for myself, for future reference, that I can do all this hard shit all at the same time and be fine and still come out on top. And that kind of goes back into resilience yesterday, where I can bounce back from adversity. So if I can get dead last in a competition after prepping for it for 5 straight months, and it was the most brutal thing ever, and I was dieting so hard, and I was stressed out of my mind, and I had to call into work because I couldn't, whatever. Knowing that I was able to do that, and I didn't die, you know, if you don't die, you only improve, you know. In the pursuit of goals, you either quit or you die, and that's the only reason why you don't achieve them. And that, I've already talked about this, but that's so comforting, dude. Either die or you just quit. And so if you don't quit and you don't die, then you'll succeed. It's just, there's no other outcome, right? So I just find a lot of comfort in that. And a lot of that goes to Alex Hormozi. That's one of the things that he said that brought light to the whole thing for me, which I absolutely love. So anyway, that's all I wanted to share. I'm very excited for this new chapter of life. The next podcast you hear from me will be hopefully from my new place, or in the car somewhere, or whatever, but it'll more than likely be from my, I don't know, office bedroom, second bedroom, whatever you want to call it, of my own place. So that's very exciting. So that concludes 194. It's 8:59 p.m. It's April 30th, New House Eve. And that's the show. Thanks for listening to The Bed Project. You can follow me on Instagram at BRQUSE. And maybe I ought to start sharing that shit better, because I don't share that at all. So if anybody finds this podcast that doesn't know my Instagram, they have no way to figure out who the fuck I am, because I don't share that at all. I'm just a guy that says a time and day, you know? So anyway, add me on, or follow me on Instagram, BRQUSE. Yeah, that's it. That's all I want to say. So this is the last podcast episode of this chapter of my life. So thanks for sticking around. Now I'm going to end the show. Holy shit. Okay, bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.